Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Let's just start out with some good news. This is crazy news in the Ducky Derby, trying to find out who rules the river. Colin has filled me in. We did a push. John Williams was rubbing it in today, how far ahead he was. It's all to benefit Special Olympics. You buy a duck for 10 bucks, but you got to choose Bob's team, my team, or John's team. Where are we right now, Colin?
We lead right now with 534 ducks.
Wow.
Second is John Williams with 504. And Bob still has 191.
Oh, let's go, people. WGNradio.com/duck. What's your story today, Steve?
Well, I just wanted to take the place of Mary and bring people down during this happy time.
Little Debbie Downer business.
So if you were to ask you, what is the home of metal in the world? You know, metal music, the home of metal. Where is it? You're right. It's Birmingham, England.
That's where Ozzy Osbourne was born.
Kind of an emotional day for Birmingham. Those are Ozzy Osbourne fans, thousands of them, as they lined the streets. Ozzy, and the casket, or the hearse. There were six vehicles that paraded through the town. Ozzy, oi, 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 the fans screamed.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and Miss Sharon was seen, they got out of the car for a time and looked at some of the tributes, and everyone's wiping away tears and all of that. So
That's a beautiful send-off. But yeah. People thought, oh my God, they're going to do something crazy, like have someone emerge from the coffin. You know, just do something great. They just thought, you never know with the Osbournes.
Just finally have the bat fly back, like the bat
something.
Wins.
Yeah.
I totally didn't get Ozzy Osbourne. I'm really surprised by the outpouring. Good for him, but I didn't appreciate him, I guess.
You probably didn't get the persona of Ozzy Osbourne, but you grew up with his music. You know more Black Sabbath music than you probably are aware that you know.
My cousin, Mike, used to listen to it at our house.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, for sure. What's your story, Kevin Powell?
Are you ready? Yeah, go ahead, Steve.
He's in an institution now.
Your cousin?
No, he's not really.
I did see some of that footage. I'm with you. I knew some of the songs, and the reality show is kind of my first, you know, I don't know.
Earlier this week, they were saying, well, we've lost this person, and Ozzy, and I'm like, Ozzy, who was the Ozzy who died? Yeah. I can't remember.
Clearly a huge fan base. Yeah. Lisa, are you ready for fall? Or you still enjoying summer?
I'm still enjoying summer,
yeah.
I guess.
It's been so hot, but we've got a great weekend ahead, and I just want summer to continue. Even though I love fall, what has leaked online? The Dunkin' Fall 2025 menu.
Oh.
Get excited. Do you like the Dunkin' breakfast food? I mean, other than the donuts?
Do you use one website for this segment, don't you?
No, I don't. This is my other food website.
Eater.com.
I have no idea. I have an arsenal of food websites I have. Let's see here. Pumpkin spice signature latte. That doesn't sound like anything new there. I like they're bringing back the Munchkin buckets. I don't know if as a kid we had the Dunkin' Munchkin bucket or a McDonald's Halloween bucket. Do you remember having those?
Oh, the plastic buckets?
Yeah.
They're really using those? I like those.
It's a Dunkin' Halloween Munchkin bucket. So there you go. They've got Chipotle loaded hash browns. It's a way to start the day.
I honestly, if you put Chipotle in anything, I'd eat it.
Oh, there we go.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that would be one you would move past quickly.
I love that.
Spider specialty donut, Halloween sprinkle takeover, iced pumpkin loaf. That sounds pretty good. And a maple sugar bacon sandwich, as well as their wake-up wrap, which when I do get the Dunkin' breakfast, I get the wake-up wrap.
Can I tell you, my weakness, twice a year, I have it twice a year, is a maple bar with a piece of bacon on top.
Oh, yeah.
Can I tell you, if you do it twice a year, it's not a weakness.
Okay, I think about it every time I pass my favorite donut shop, but
okay.
I only allow it a
You know who
times
brought in donuts today?
Who?
Ron Brown.
Ron Brown.
Yeah.
What a team player. He brings in donuts for us, and he's out there.
Nice.
His T-shirt. He's wearing a shirt that says, I like it better when the Cubs win.
He should be wearing
right?
that T-shirt.
I think that's what he says. Yeah.
What's your story today, Gabe?
So I came across this a pretty cool video online. So the Pope Leo recently was riding through St. Peter's Square at the Vatican, and he was on this Pope Mobile, and somebody handed him a box of Aurelio's pizza. So another taste of home for the Chicago-born Pope.
What's that taste like when it was on a flight for 9 hours and then sat out in St. Peter's Square in the hot sun?
Let me tell you something.
You know, that's a good question.
No, you can't do nothing to Aurelio's pizza. It's going to make it bad.
Was it just the box? They couldn't have actually brought a whole pizza over there.
It was a small box, so I'm assuming it was probably like one of those like personal pizzas, I guess. But still, I mean, the fact that that someone took the time to fly to Rome and bring the Pope a pizza.
Remember, that's those pictures surfaced. He was at Aurelio's.
Yeah,
too long ago.
That's his place, yeah.
I'm concerned someone needs to review a security detail if people are just walking up with...
I think someone gave him some bear stuff, too, recently.
They did, yeah.
They gave him Del bear Pope. Stuff. Yeah. He was given a White Sox hat.
Yeah. Chicago Pope. I mean, is that just the wildest thing you could have never predicted in your life?
I'm waiting for somebody to bring him a six-pack of Old Style.
It's got to be a TV show. Like,
I know.
His brother's the mayor in Chicago or something. No, that's too political. But his brother runs a bar and lives above it on the south side.
Oh, my gosh. And we would have to cast Burt Odelson in it because of Dalton and the childhood home. I think we're on to something. We'll have AI write that movie. We'll have it ready for you tomorrow. Steve's news is coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.